We're glad that you're joining us on this Sunday morning. It's a beautiful day here, and we're just very thankful for God's wonderful care, the way He looks out for His people. We want to invite you to listen very carefully to what Brother Freedom is going to share, because it's going to be what the Holy Spirit inspires and puts in His lips. He doesn't really have very much idea about what's going to come out, and that's the good part, because God's got it already. The Holy Ghost is His ghostwriter. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful goodness and your wonderful presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Mike is going to come and read some scripture for us.
This is Romans, the 8th chapter, starting in verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised Jesus up from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Then in verse 18 it says, For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Then starting again in verse 23, And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Lord, thank You for this wonderful word. Lord, we hold on to these promises. We live by these promises. We pray that You would open them up to us, Lord, that they would go deep inside us. And we pray that You would open up Your word to Brother Freedom, that he would speak from You in Jesus' name, and that it would go into the hearts of every hearer. Amen.
Father, we just give You praise, glory, and honor. We thank You for this day. Lord, I thank You for what You've shown me this week. And Father, bring it out through my mind, my spirit, to speak only as You would have me speak. And Father, direct me to Your direction. Lord, let me be quick to hear, but slow to speak. Help me to walk only in Thy blessings, in Thy Spirit. Where Your Spirit is, there is liberty. And Father, I need this day, that liberty that comes through You this day. Father, I just pray that You'd come against any wrong spirit, anything that's not Yours. Father, I pray that You'd dismiss it and bring forth Your anointing of Your mighty Spirit upon every throughout the whole world this day, wherever this word is going. Touch the hearts by Your mighty hand, Your mind, Your mighty power, Your mighty witness. Lord, we thank You, we praise You, and we glorify You, Thee this day. And we thank You for Your Son, Jesus. And Jesus, we are thankful that You came and come to this earth and paid a price. Oh, paid a debt that You did not owe. You hung upon that cross, that cross that brought all these things into existence. And Father, we thank You. Oh, Lord, for the what you said is mindful that you go away, for you to send the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, would come and live in our hearts. And, Father, we just thank you and we praise you for all your goodness. Oh, Lord, we thank you for life itself, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life, and we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you in that wonderful name of Jesus, that name of all names. Amen. Well, praise ye the Lord. God is wonderful. He's glorious. He's mighty. He's here to help us, to strengthen us. That exuberant from things of God is beyond imagination. Only God can take an old stiff neck and break that stiff neck and have a glory hallelujah. God is the God of God. He knows what makes us work. I don't know why man has stopped the hand of God and let this happen. It comes by involving yourself by the Spirit of God. It comes in searching for Him. It comes seeking Him. We might live above the plane of life that's so really not ours. It's for the enemy. The plane of life and the lower ranges is not good. It's like a seed that's out here. It's got a lot of things covered up. And this church and bad things keep coming up. And that's why we as God people need the Holy Spirit. We need that part of God that remains in us to help us. Our mortal bodies are not capable of handling what we face. But I'll tell you, there's power in the Lord. There's direction of the Lord. There's interpretation through the Lord because He knows all things. He can give you in a second. Things will change your whole life. And I pray out there throughout the world where you are tonight, you or day or maybe night, you need this. We all need it. It's from God. It's there, but you've got to seek for it. You've got to apply yourself for it. And I'm going to hopefully this, you'll know a little bit more when the service is over. I pray that God will bless you if you've got a headache, a backache, a legache. If you've got any problem, I pray that God will deliver you right now, set you free, that you might be able to endure this message with no problems. You're going to be touched by heaven right now. As you listen to this message, you're going to be touched, and God's going to work in your heart in a very special way that you're going to be able to meet Him at that day when He comes through the clouds of glory. And you'll be ready and you say, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Come, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you this day in the name of Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not the flesh, but after the Spirit. And this is an area, Brother Freedom is very, I've been up quite a few years in this area. I'm just saying this comes from my own heart, but there's a lot of difference between the flesh and the Spirit. And a lot of times we're in both. What gets me in the Spirit of the Lord is I'm getting closer to the Lord. Anytime that I get away from Him, I'm getting out. It's very simple. When I hit that dividing line, boy, I better start backing up because I'm getting in the wrong territory. And at that time, we should pray. We should take earnest heed, said, Lord, help bring me back. I'm not crossing over yet, but I'm getting that safety zone. See, this with this in and out, that's what we're drunkenness. When a drunk man can't walk straight, or a drunk woman can't walk straight. If they get enough intoxication, they're going to wee. And that's what you do when you get on that line. And I'll tell you, a lot of Christians have been on that line. They're in and out. They're up and down. And they're saying they're in when they're on that line. It takes dedication to get in for God. It doesn't take any dedication to go off the other way. You get loose. You freak out. You get all those things the world wants that we don't need. As God's people, we don't need that. We're not made for the problems that we face. When we get over on this side, everything we face is a problem. We get hatred and we get all these things coming to our minds that bring us devices that Satan has to wound the child of God. We get so wounded, we get very sick. God just showed me here this last week that many of us people were sick, sick, sick. And when we get wounded enough, we get sick. When we're sick, we need help. But I'll guarantee you, if you'll stay where you would be with God, there's nobody that can take away what God's given you. You can stand strong in the Lord. By His might, you're strong. Greater is He that's in you than He is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You don't have to worry, old little child. If you stay in the Lord, you don't have to let the troublesome things bother you.
No ill shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh unto thy dwelling. Nothing shall plague you. Keep thy eyes upon the Lord. As Peter watched the Lord come on the mark, helps us in victory. We only keep in victory by staying in tune with God. We have to walk according to His will. God's here to enable us to be vessels of praise, not of dishonor. Many of us are dishonor, really. We bring God dishonor. When we go down the honky-tonk and are sent for the sipping saints, we bring dishonor to our Father. When we go out here and have a lustful spirit and look with lust in our eyes, we dishonor to our Father. When we pout, when we lie, we cheat, we do our Father dishonor. And see, God cannot look upon sin. So when these things happen, then there's no, unless we repent, we're out of the way from God. And these things that we should be keep repenting, even you are doing them. Because as long as you can keep seeking God, you're in the ballpark. But when you get out here and finally think you're all right to do these things, that you've become Superman in a world that's so beyond anything, you're going to have a super problem. God has you to walk in victory. See how we get the framework to be strong in the Lord should be in the church. But I couldn't find it in church. I didn't find it in my truck. I started praying. My church didn't want people to do that in the church. That, you know, that's for services, you know. I tried to, and then no, didn't want that. And boy, there was no praying through. And when I started praying through in the Holy Ghost, then I received there's great power. I could not imagine. I remember the day that God baptized the Holy Ghost and how wonderful it was. But this happens every day. His presence. I would drive like 3 hours straight and I would be so charged up. I knew exactly what I was going to do before I got there. And this had never happened. The job I had was very hard, very complicated sometimes. And God was coming down and mellowing out to it was easy. Very easy. I would know what was going to take place. Only God can do these things. I'm driving down the highway. The Lord says, turn around. You don't really know, need to go that way. Just come back and I'll take you up here because they got a wheel off a 980. That one in there says, how did you know that we... I was stubborn. Yeah, they got to know that I was different. But I would know things that only God could do. I had this family that I grew up with years ago, and David was the oldest son. His dad's name was Leon. I hadn't seen him in years. David was a real boisterous young fellow. And I was on my way down the freeway, and the Lord says, hey, why don't you turn in here to this ranch? And they got a 13A. Now, God spoke this out. Now, I didn't know they had a 13. I didn't know anything about a 13A. And they took the fuel pump off of it yesterday, or the day before yesterday, and they brought it back yesterday. And it's on wrong. You need to check the timing. You take it by a depth mic and turn the engine over to let everything's the right depth distance for the, as the top dead center, each stroke, you follow out of sequence, so it takes a couple hours, but nobody would have known that but the Spirit. What I'm getting over to all of you, nobody could, there's no one called me, and I hadn't seen these people in years. I didn't even know if they had a cat, if they had 2 or 3. But I didn't know it. And I went in there and made myself there. I was glad to see me. Just sort of went that way. I said, do you have a D8 that's got a 13A? Do you have a D? Well, yeah, we took the fuel pump off of it the day before yesterday, and we brought it back last night. We put it on. We're just ready to start up. I said, would you let me check it before you start it? Well, why do you feel that way? I said, well, I just feel uneasy about it. It won't cost you a penny. I said, I work for the same outfit, and I'm capable of doing it. And they'd have broke the lifters. They'd have broke a lot of serious troubles. If they had an engine runaway or something like, I mean, a lot of things can happen. But God knows all these little intimate things. But I didn't find it in the church. What I'm saying, that's where it should be. It should be in the church. It should be in the church. But the people in charge of the church are not allowed it to be happy. That, yes, that's exactly where it should be. But I had to steal away by myself and pray and seek God. I had to take the ridicule of the church people. They didn't like it. And when I'm saying these things are wrong, it brings a lower class to the activity that comes to the church doors. There come a time when I had to literally stay away. What I'm trying to say, God has a plan for man. Yes, church is the right place, but it has to have the leadership of opening up to the Spirit of God. If you don't have that, you've lost God Himself. And there's been a great avalanche of wicked things coming to the church that have saturated all of the dealings of God. All when you really want to get spiritual, no, it stopped it. Wrong spirits. Fourth chapter of Timothy. Seducing spirits, doctrines of devils. Talks about the first, in that first verse, it says, that's not seducing spirits, they're as powers from darkness. We as God people must wake up, because what it means, your eternal home. If you miss heaven, you miss something so special. But God loves you so much. That time when God, when He's doing this, God said, I'm going to show you what's taking place. And He says, churches will not have you, and they will not like you. Are you still wanting to go my way? And I said, yes, I do. I said, I want to go your way, I love you, God. The Lord says, okay, it's going to be a bumpy road. In the years that I stayed in the church, I just like I was the bad thing that was in the church. But God truly loves us. He paid in full through Jesus blood on that cross this day that people can be set free. And a church can be full of bondages. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith. The faith is what God's faith. It's not about Elvis Presley or Timbuktu. It's about God. It's about the leadership of God. Ephesians. I've seen pastors say, no, you're not going to say nothing about that in this church. Ephesians 4 chapter talks about the fivefold ministry. But it's blanked out. It's taboo. You can't do it in our place. No. We got a form of God, but we didn't. This is what they're saying. We're denying the power of, and we don't want it to be shaken. We're not happy with that. We deny the power. And Brother Freedom has lived. They told me we don't want it. And I said, that's what it's all about. No. I said your denomination says that. No, we're not going to have it. We have our own constitution. And we're going to abide by it. Because we want it where our people downtown don't have to feel uncomfortable. I'll tell you what, you need to feel uncomfortable now, because if you don't feel uncomfortable now, you're not going to change. That's just the conviction of God on your heart. Everybody has to feel that I'm not where I should be. That's God's will. But you come to Him, He'll change it. He'll give you the deliverance, set you free. All that your eyes will glance for heaven. You're not of this world no longer. You're of that supernatural power of God. But you live in this world. You're here every day. A lot of people don't like you, but you just don't say nothing. Just walk holy. I see no evil, hear no evil, speak no ever. And the less I say, the better off I am. The Lord's been really cautioning me out here. Just don't say nothing. Because there's seducing spirits out here to try to trick you up, to put you down to a pathway that's below where you should be traveling. And that pathway will take you to a devil's hell. God's here to set you free. Oh, to enable you that you might walk in victory. You might walk in His power, in His anointing, sheltered with that mighty protection. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God's given not the spirit of anger, the spirit of lust, but He's given you the power, the spirit of holiness. For His spirit is, there is liberty, great power, great blessing. See, God won't come against these spirits. If we live with them, unless we do damage to people. Because if our place is not full of the Holy Ghost, not where we should be, we've been doing damage. It's like I go out here and I take a brand new cat and I do, I just dump a bunch of dirt in the engine. I'm not really very kind, but I'm pretty soon I've got a wreck. Say something, not, this happened a few times. I even went up with a D8 that failed. Didn't know it. Didn't know that someone pulled the valve cover off until we finally tore the engine apart. Poured some kind of a mush on purpose over the camshaft, eat the camshaft up, and that eat the engine up. The metal dropped down the engine. Brand new engine. The enemy come. He does the same thing with human. You got oh, you're on fire, Lord. He comes down. Oh, to take, knock your sticks out. He wants to get you down in the floor where you have no hope. But you say, butt off, old enemy. But most people don't. They just, well, they wire in it. They just, but see, sometimes you need help. If your church is not able to help you, you live in it. And you fret in it. They give you promises, but not by the Spirit. There's nothing can be done in your facilities only by the Spirit. The Spirit world. When you pray, it's by the Spirit. It's not by the might of men. It's by the might of God. The Spirit of God that makes you more than conquerors through Him which loves us. You proceed through God's ways, only through His ways. And when we start getting and losing the will of God, we start, bricks start falling out of our homes. And pretty soon our life is shambles. We're a disaster. We look like a tornado came down and got over us and tore us all apart. That's where our lives look. God wants to shape ourselves after Him. We're to have a form. Hey, we're not a form of God, but the power of God that brings us into unity with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. That's the only unity there is. It'd be nice if all the denominations were really up to par, but they could be. And they can be, and they might be. But some of them, I think, are not. I think we should walk humbly before our God. He has showed thee, old man, what is good, what doth the Lord require me to do justly and walk, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Humbly with our God. Be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, in the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you in due time. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. We as God's people have to do some displacing. We got to get rid or even add on. We need to get rid of the trash and take on eternal life. We need to get rid of that trash, take on, and this is a daily job. Take on more of God. Get rid of all the trash. Take on more of God. Get rid of the trash. Because if we lie, it's just like the lifestyle that we live. There becomes a byproduct that comes off. And if we keep that within us, we've lost. We have to seek God every day of our life. Search for Him. Try for Him. It's in the Word of God. He says He longed for a time. A man to make up a head to fill in the gap. He found none. He found none. Very few are willing to take up that cross daily and follow after. Jesus said that. He says, thou must take up my cross daily. If you don't care, you cannot be a follower of me. That's what Jesus said. But we lay these ministers that want to keep everybody, it's okay, it's okay. They're not fooling nobody because God sees it all. We've fooled for a long time. But a day of judgment is coming soon. And God, the Lord God is very concerned. Now I see groups that are going to win multitude. I hope they do. I do. I want to see more, but it doesn't say that in the Word of God. It says, broad is the way that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and few there be that find it. Seeking the Lord on a strength, seeing His face forevermore, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole Lord, to show Himself strong on behalf whose hearts is what? Made perfect toward Him. Made perfect. Our part perfect toward Him. God gives the tools, and we do the work. He gives that tools of love, that tools of a blessing. The blessings of the Lord make us rich. He added no sorrow with it. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober. Be vigilant. We as God's people need to be sober-minded, searching. I don't know how we could be as happy as we are when we know that souls are going to a devil's hell. Every day, people are dying. They've been told that they can just do what they want and still Jesus is paid in full. Yes, Jesus has made it. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Former things have passed away. Behold, yes, that's right. At that time. But there becomes a growing afterwards. That, I'll tell you what. The Lord showed me a vision about 25 years ago. And I seen all these babies dead. And I thought it was because of the abortion. Wasn't that? Lord, give me interpretation. He says, this is the ones that have accepted Jesus Christ and went by the wayside. I said, it made me so sick because I seen their bodies. They've just suffocated. They just, without God, we're not equipped to live in this world without God. We're only equipped to live with God. You say, well, you can make it. Yes, but you have a day. There's a day. It's appointed unto man once to die, then comes the judgment. We're forgetting about that. The most important part, how we live throughout the world, it's going to be a vapor as a vapor anyway. But how we live for eternity determines how we live now. We need to keep our mind and our heart and our eyes and everything we have about Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. He is the way. He's the truth and life. No one comes to the Father but by Jesus. Jesus paid in full. This thing that I might be saved, I can be. But Jesus said, take up his cross daily. Oh, come and see them. Oh, come and see them. The daily cross, the daily effort. The effort of not sitting back and just sitting back in your chair. Oh, I'm going to. That's why I went through the stroke. To face this. I face death, I think, every day, I think, for a lot of time. But God's here to enable us. If we're dead to sin, God wants to quicken you by His Spirit that you might be made whole and live for Him for eternity, forever. He will take your sins and put them in the sea and forget them, never to remember them alone. But He will take up your cross means daily, from that time on, I'm going to walk in obedience. He's going to forget everything else. And this can be even time and time we do it. We can't understand God's forgiveness level, but it's great. And none of us will make it. But He's saying now, shake yourself, straighten up, because He's coming soon. And we, as God's people, be prepared for what's going to take place. Every eye shall see Him. Every voice will hear Him. And there'll be many call from the rocks to fall on Him. Call, because it's going to be so terrible. How fearful to be in with an angry God. God is love, but yet He's going to deal with mankind. And you might say, oh, it cannot. Yes, it is. It says in His Word. It says, they're like a troubled sea. Oh, they can find no rest. The wicked are like a troubled sea. They can find no rest. I'll tell you, the wicked is like, and scoffers, and ex-Christians. They're going to be like that troubled sea. They're going to find no rest. And they're going to say, why did not we open? We've waited too long. Today you need to rise with victory. You need to pray, seek Him, search for Him. Call upon His name. Well, it's time. He's coming soon. Yes, this message would not be appropriate for a lot of people, but I'll tell you, it's going to save their lives if they'll hear it and do it. God's here to answer your prayer. God, give me for this hour that I might preach the boldness of God. I don't think anybody's going to preach tonight, but God, give me a word for the hour. We must be praying, search for God day by day. Be ready because He's coming soon. God bless you all. I pray that God bless you in a mighty way. I will love you with the one of my heart. But I want you to be made there. I want to see you in heaven. I want to see you with the happiness, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I want to see you have that victory, that smile, that dedication. The world we live in, Christians cannot keep that joy because there's so much offense. But you need to be on the defense for God. God will keep you in glorified with His presence. He will keep you in perfect peace. It's my estate of thee because we trust in thee. God bless you all. I pray that God bless this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch the hearts of all these people in Jesus' name. Save those that need saving. What the need is, I pray, Lord God, if they have any diseases, this wicked one is put upon them. Set them free. Touch them in a mighty way that they'll know this message is for you this day. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, you know, the rest of the week, Brother Freedom is this quiet little man. But when he gets here and the Holy Ghost touches him, he's a different fellow. And we want you to know that the Brother Freedom you're hearing now is the one anointed by the Holy Ghost. Thank you for joining us in Jesus' name.
For yeah, I said unto my people, I want to restore thee. I want to bless thee. I want to give thee a new start. You might have a purpose for living in these last hours. Call upon me, search for me, and I will bless thee. Ask for forgiveness, and I will forgive thee. I say, my people, wake up, for the day is coming soon when time shall be no more. And I want you to, I want to ransom you, I want to save you. Search for me, call upon me, and I'll bless thee. Look to me, and I will forgive thee. I will heal thy bodies, and I'll bring miracles. But you have to ask me this day. Search for me, for I am the answer. Call upon me while I'm near. That's the Spirit of God.
Amen. I'm glad we didn't turn the recorder off. The Lord got to speak. God bless you all. Amen.